George Bassey was an Englishman who came from Lincolnshire, adventurer and sailor to the core. He boarded the Reliance on a trip to Sydney Cove, with Flinders and young Martin went ashore. Went ashore,
went ashore,
went ashore,
ashore.
With Flinders and young Martin went ashore. The three of them went sailing in a little boat, Tom Thumb. They found the Illawarra on the way. They flagged the coal deposits that opened up the land where the Waddy Waddy people had held sway. Had held sway,
had held sway,
had held sway,
held sway.
The Waddy Waddy people had held sway. In a boat made from the Banksia, an open whale boat, Bass ventured forth again to make report. He found Shoalhaven River, then sailed on to find Twofold Bay, Wilson's Prom and Western Port. Western Port,
Western Port,
Western Port,
the port.
Twofold Bay, Wilson's Prom and Western Port. Bass thought there was a passage that would prove to be a strait. A journey in the Norfolk brought him fame. He sailed around Van Diemen's Land without any mishap. Bass Strait is now ennobled with his name. With his name.
With his name.
With his name.
His name.
Bass Strait is now ennobled with his name. Elizabeth was waiting and longed for his return, though money was in very short supply. So he sailed to South America to make his fortune there. But on that journey, George Bass was to die. Was to die.
Was to die.
Was to die.
To die.
On that journey, George Bass was to die. And no one knows just when or where or why.